And our grain marketing specialist, Kim Anderson, will also be at that meeting next week talking about wheat. Kim, explain for us what the term dockage means.
Well, dockage is material in wheat that is easily removed. Normally, that removal is either through screening and aspiration. And you'll see the dockage machines in the elevators that they'll use to do that.
And we also hear the term FM. What does that mean?
Okay, foreign material is non-wheat material that's difficult to remove from the wheat. And what you'll, again, in the elevator, you'll see them run it through the docking machine, get the easily removed non-wheat material out, and then they'll take a 15 to 30 gram sample and hand-pick the foreign material out, and then, of course, that's FM.
And some producers get to the elevator and talk about what's termed double discounts. Explain that for us, that sort of misconception.
Well, normally what they're talking about is their dockage. A dockage is removed from weight, and then if it's over, say, 1%, there's a price discount on it. Let's take a truckload of wheat comes in, weighs 88,000 pounds. Your tractor and trailer weighs 28,000 pounds. You've got 900 pounds of non-wheat material in there, or dockage in there. Well, you're going to subtract the 28,000 pounds, make 60,000 pounds of material in the load. Take out the 900 pounds, that means 59,100 pounds in the load, or 925 bushels of wheat in that load, and they're going to pay you for the 925 bushels of wheat. The tractor and trailer is not a discount. The non-wheat material is not a discount.
So what really then are the discounts, and how does that all work?
Well, the dockage discount, local elevators normally start the dockage or price discount above 1%. It runs on average somewhere around a penny per 0.1% of dockage over 1%. In other words, if you got 1.1% dockage, it's 1 penny. If you got 1.5% dockage, it's 5 penny. If you got, 2% dockage, then it's 10 cents.
Okay, that's our dockage lesson for this week. Let's talk a little bit about the grain markets and wheat in particular. Lots of interesting stuff late this week.
Okay, if wheat prices went up 70 cents on Wednesday and Thursday, what it is in Australia, it's too wet in the east and it's too dry in the west. So they can't, the quality and the yields are lowered there, and they're lower in the west. China's having problems with their winter wheat crop. India came in and we were expecting them to export wheat. They said that we're not going to export wheat. So what we've got is a lot less wheat than we anticipated or expected to have a couple weeks ago.
Okay, Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. Thank you.